Our readings today, they invite us to reflect a little bit on the power and the authority of the Word of God in our lives. In our first reading, we hear about the role or the responsibility of the prophet. That a prophet is chosen by God. A prophet has the responsibility of being the voice of God to the community, to the families. In our psalm, we hear about how can we receive the word of God. And the psalm calls us to be open, to soften our hearts so that that word of God can take root, guide us, change us to what God wants us to be. But what called my attention today is what we have in the gospel. The reaction that the people in the synagogue had at the teaching of Jesus. And one of the questions that these people were asking was, what kind of authority is this? What kind of authority does Jesus' teaching have? What does that mean? Because the same kind of authority was not present in the teachings of the scribes, in the teachings of the Pharisees, in the teachings of other leaders in the synagogue. They lacked that kind of authority that the teaching of Jesus had. What were they talking about? Now, to make sense of the whole thing is, I think it's helpful to understand that in the case of the scribes and the Pharisees, their teaching was pretty much geared towards sharing information, towards sharing knowledge. And it's important to share information, to share knowledge. That is important. The difference with the teaching of Jesus, having authority, has to do with not just sharing information, but bringing about transformation, bringing about change, bringing about healing in the lives of those he encountered. The teaching of Jesus has the power to bring about healing in our lives, to change us, to transform us. It happened in our gospel today. His teaching healed the person who was possessed by a demon. He cleaned that person. He removed the demon from that person. It was not just sharing information, but really changing the life of the person in front of him. And today, the same power, the same authority that the teachings of Jesus had 2,000 years ago, they have the same power and authority in our lives today. When we open our hearts, when we are receptive, when we submit our lives totally to Christ, his teachings will transform us. His teachings will change us. His teachings will bring about healing in our lives. The disordered parts of our lives, they will come back together again. He will give us a deep sense of peace in our hearts. For my brothers and sisters, I invite you, as we enter into this fourth week of ordinary time, always remember the word of God, the power of the teaching of Jesus has the ability to transform us, to heal us. So we just need to open up ourselves so that that can happen within our lives.